KFMB.com.
San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future. Now, It's Your Money, Not Theirs on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right. Good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer. Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs on this wonderful Sunday night. 50,000 watts of power are being heard all over Southern California on the weekends here, up to Orange County, L.A. County, up to Seattle on a good night, out to the desert. It's a pretty powerful signal, so hope you're enjoying it. On the line, my co-host and the main man of the hour, CPA Richard Muzio, is not here tonight. He is in Boston preparing for the 116th running of the Boston Marathon, and he's on the line. Are you there, Richard?
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. We're going to set history tomorrow.
You're going to listen, it's hot there, isn't it?
It's supposed to be 90 degrees. It's going to be the hottest Boston Marathon in 116 years.
Wow.
Yeah, lucky us.
Well, I know they've actually issued a warning to some runners who haven't really trained. I know you're an elite athlete, but not all of them are. And there's going to be like 20,000 people running this thing, or 26?
27,000 signed up, but I bet only about 20,000 are going to run.
Wow. Well, I understand that the authorities have said if it's too hot for you, come back next year, you'll get a comp, right? Something like that?
Well, yes and no. To do that, you had to come here and pick up your number and then request it. So let's assume you lived in California and you wanted to do that. You had to fly all the way out here to do that in person. You couldn't do it long distance.
Well, it's a nice cool, like 60 degrees here. I bet you wish you were running it here tomorrow, huh?
We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
But anyway, well, it's 10 o'clock there, right?
Yeah, a little bit after 10. I got to go to bed soon because I have to get up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. What time does the race start for you, 10 o'clock? Or?
About 10:30 for me.
10:30. They go in three waves, don't they?
Yeah, but you see, you have to pick up the bus in the Commons and drive 26.2 miles to the start line. So I've got to ride in front of the hotel at 5:45.
Oh my gosh!
5 hours before I even go.
Well, when you get to South Street by Boston College Wave, there, that's where I spent 2 years of an apartment there when I went to BC. So
okay.
Well, good luck, Richard. We'll be tracking you on BAA.org. There's a way to track Richard, and we'll be watching your progress.
Yeah, I'll be getting up to a very slow start.
Take your time. Hey, and if you can't finish, there's always next year. If it's too damn hot, don't overdo it. So.
Yeah, no, it's going to be the hottest April 16th in the history of Boston. So
wow. All right, good luck, and say hi to Mary for me. Good night.
All right, I'll let you guys get busy there.
Thank you. Good night now. Yeah. That's great. Boy, it's going to be hot there tomorrow. So, but before we get going here, I wanted to thank UBS. They're our prime sponsor, and Michael Caranta and Drew Friedis, and for all the great support that they give us. So thank you to them. And let's see, I did say I was going to mention the movie Bully, which opened Friday. I saw it about a week and a half ago at the press screening, and it's pretty daunting, pretty powerful. I highly recommend it, and I think every school administrator, every teacher, and everybody interested and involved in education should see that. And, as a good example, I just want to mention my nephew back in Illinois. The bystanders have to stand up to this because it's important. And my nephew happens to be the biggest kid in the school, and on two separate occasions, he intervened and stopped a bully from picking on a smaller kid twice. So thanks to my nephew. He doesn't want me to mention his name, but I'm very proud of him for that. So, and then just in 2 weeks, look, we're going to be doing, by the way, Bully is playing at AMC La Jolla 12 and Landmark in Hillcrest. There's just two screens in San Diego, so try to get to see that if you can. 2 weeks, we're going to be doing our show live from the DoubleTree Hotel following the screening of the very first San Diego Smart Screen film series, and we're going to feature Third and Long. It's the history of African Americans in pro football from 1946 to 89. We've got Ron Mix coming down. Hank Bauer's going to MC. There's a great possibility that NFL greats Jim Brown and Rosie Greer will be there, and quite possibly Abner Haynes. So that'll be a great program, and that'll take place about 4 o'clock at the Ultra Star at Hazard Center. We'll have more information on that for you next week. So, but to tonight's show, we've got three great guests in the studio tonight. And look, it's all about genetic modification tonight and labeling. So I'm going to start. We have Michelle Ciccarelli, David Bronner, and Mike Kopis, all tops in their field. Michelle is an attorney. Good evening, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be back here, Bill.
And
I feel right at home with the Muzio, Vecchio, and Ciccarelli. I don't know about you two.
We've got a lot of vowels moving around in here, don't we? So, But Michelle was a partner in a law firm, had a very successful legal career, and got into this genetic modification field. So I'm gonna kind of turn things over to Michelle. Why did you get involved in this movement?
Well, I got to tell you, I've always been a big advocate of sort of grow your own vegetables and supporting local farms and movements. And to be honest, just, you know, access to affordable, available, good, real food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you start with that perspective, which doesn't sound like rocket science. It's the way our grandparents grew up, right? So from that, you sort of learn about, well, okay, well, if you're going to talk about real local food, what's not real food? And what are the implications of any of that? I mean, you know, we've got some serious issues going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're really here to talk about tonight is the labeling of genetically modified foods. And right now, the reason that this is on the table at the forefront is that there's an initiative underway in California, which will be on the ballot in November,
mm-hmm.
To require the labeling of genetically modified foods mm-hmm. in this state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that there's a similar movement going on in about 10 other states across the country, in different formats. Vermont has it by legislation. Other states, Hawaii, I think Colorado, maybe Washington or Oregon. So a couple of different states all making similar pushes to, you know, really so that consumers in those states will mm-hmm. know what it is they're eating. Yeah. And at the same time, there's a national movement
mm-hmm.
to really require the FDA or get the FDA to require labeling of genetically modified foods on the national level, which is really where all of this starts. And so, you know, there's a lot of people across the country who are really interested. I'm just one.
Mm-hmm.
And as my background as a lawyer, as what I call myself an advocate.
Mm-hmm. But you're but you're also the proprietor. You put your money where your mouth is, because Cups La Jolla, it happens to be your business and your store, and everything in there is pretty much organic, wouldn't you say?
Well, that's right. And, you know, it does matter to me. And right now in America, if you want to, you know, make sure that what you're eating is not genetically modified, the only way to do that with any amount of certainty is to go all organic, which is mm-hmm. what we do at Cups. So mm-hmm. I went from practicing law to now working in pro bono related to sustainable farm education and advancement and genetically modified food labeling mm-hmm. because I care about what I eat. I care about, and my customers care about what they eat and especially what their kids eat. And there's a lot of people out there who do. And so hence I'm involved, you know?
Well, you're a great facilitator because you put this big berry dinner on. How many years have you done that now?
This will be the third year this year, and June or July, I haven't got the date yet, but it's just to really promote local farms,
right.
Local farmers.
Right, I mean, you invite every major foodie in the county to this event, and it really is phenomenal, a phenomenal evening for everybody there, so,
thank you.
The great that you, that you do that. I guess we should actually get to David Bronner.
The more important guests here.
Yeah, no, we're all important. David Bronner with Dr. Bronner's soaps, those wonderful soaps, you see them in Trader Joe's, and where are they also sold? They're sold in
natural health food stores, Whole Foods, and
with the great
Pharmaca, but also Target and CVS, Walgreens. We're crossing over everywhere
with the great labeling on the their large bottles. You could sit there in the bathroom and read those all day long. So.
Right.
But anyway, you're a scientist, right? You have a biology or some kind of a scientific background.
Undergraduate degree in biology, sure.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Know a lot about soap.
Yeah, but now these GM foods, when did this first get into your consciousness that you think you should get involved with this?
Well, our soap company, with a natural brand of soap in North America, we use all certified organic oils, certified organic coconut, olive and hemp oils primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that we're firm believers in organic agriculture, that the conventional chemical-driven model of agriculture is completely unsustainable. It's fossil fuel dependent.
Mm-hmm.
It's very input and expensive inputs that are contaminating our water supply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, creating huge dead zones in the ocean, exposing farm workers and farmer communities to all kinds of noxious
mm-hmm.
Weed killers and pesticides. And that certified organic methods, when done properly, have comparable yields to conventional agriculture. So we're very strong advocates for organic agriculture, and so genetically engineered food, like our, you know, initially it's advocated as a solution to conventional chemical agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the spin. But for me, when I got turned on or really outraged by it, was when I realized that it's not about reducing chemical inputs, but it's actually about making it even worse. That what they're genetically engineering these foods to do is not have vitamins for starving people in Bangladesh. I mean, that's the marketing spin. But mm-hmm. what they're doing, when you look at like what's 90% of genetically engineered acreage in this country, and it's plants, corn, and soy has been bred to resist Monsanto's weed killer,
mm-hmm.
so that you can dump even more weed killer
pesticides,
yeah. on our foods, and so contaminate our foods and have even higher residues of weed killer in our food.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned there's some good medicinal uses of GM technology that have actually been beneficial, right?
Yeah, to be clear, I mean, I don't have an in-principle objection to the technology. I mean, when applied, for instance, they've taken E. coli bacterium and have inserted genes to express insulin for diabetics. So instead of taking cow pancreases mm-hmm. and grinding them up, it's very expensive, and they've now can express it through E. coli bacteria, and it's an appropriate use of the technology, mm-hmm. And it's controlled, and there's not a whole bunch of external costs. Whereas the technology as applied to agriculture has been a complete disaster. It's
and these are big companies. About what, 10 big companies producing most of the food that we eat now, or is it less than that?
Less than 10, and definitely most of the food in the world.
So, darn. Well, excuse me, we have to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Roger Hedgecock, tomorrow, 3 to 6.
A company founded 15 months ago called Instagram. They are now being bought out for $1 billion from Facebook. I want to be a part of that America. An opportunity America. A risk-taking America. America that's creating new worlds that we didn't even think existed a few years ago. That's the America I want to be in. And it's not Barack Obama's America. I know where I'm voting in November, and I know what's at stake.
Roger Hedgecock, tomorrow, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Roger, and for years I've been telling you about how I and most of my family got clear vision restored by Dr. David Shanslin, an incredible pioneer in vision correction procedures. Now, Dr. Shanslin has moved to a new home. He's chosen Gordon Weiss Vision Institute as his new home in San Diego to provide the latest vision correction procedures. Dr. Michael Gordon and Dr. Jack Weiss have long pioneered new research and advanced surgical techniques in laser and cataract surgery. At a recent appointment where I got my contacts updated, Dr. Shanslin's team was showing me all of the incredible technology they have. The new Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. They simply have the best doctors, the best technology, and the best service. So I've moved with Dr. Shanslin and his team, and I hope you do too. See the difference at the Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. Get special reduced pricing on LASIK during the special Welcome Dr. Shanslin celebration. Call 800-NEW-VISION, 800-NEW-VISION, or go online at GordonWeissVision.com.
Spring has officially arrived, and you know what that means. It's time for some baseball. At Marvin K. Brown Buick and GMC, our lineup is incredible. Hi, this is Dave Grunstrom, CEO of Marvin K. Brown. We only have a few remaining 2011 models left, so we're doing a little spring cleaning.
Hi, this is Jennifer Brown, president of Marvin K. Brown. This month, we put together home run cash incentives like up to $6,000 on 2011 GMC Sierra trucks, or you can receive up to 0% APR financing on most of our 2011 Buick and GMC models. Either way, you'll score big.
And don't forget our huge inventory of crowd-pleasing 2012 Buicks and GMCs. And get 0% APR financing on our 2012 Enclave and Acadia SUVs. But you should hustle, because once they're gone, it's game over. On approved Ally credit through April 30th.
So why take a risk and buy your new automobile anywhere else? Call MKB today at 800-640-0204. MKB in the heart of Mission Valley, or online at MKB.com.
If you could pay only $3 a gallon for gas by installing a free gas pump at your home, would you do it? Well, Baker Electric Solar can't give you a magic gas pump, but we can let solar work its magic for you. There are no upfront installation costs. You just get a lower monthly payment for clean solar energy than you pay now to your utility company, and it never goes up. Baker Electric Solar will give you a cool new iPad plus a $100 gas card when you sign up by April 30th to install solar at your home. Baker Electric Solar is a company with a 74-year history and San Diego's first elite SunPower dealer, the planet's most powerful solar. With Baker Electric Solar and the amazing SunPower lease, for no money down on approved credit, you get the best installer, the most powerful solar panels, and a low monthly payment for solar that will never go up. Sign up now and get a new iPad plus a bonus $100 gas card, something we can all use. Call 877-5-GET-SOLAR to get a free estimate. That's 877 877- 775 Get Solar or click BakerElectricSolar.com.
Follow Mark Levin
tomorrow night, 6 to 9.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, believe me, the birds and the bees.
That's terrific. Thank you, Scott Love. We're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs, and with Michelle Ciccarelli, David Browner, and Mike Kopis talking about GM, genetically modified organisms, and labeling and how, why that's important. So we left off with David Browner here. I just wanted him to talk a little, what a cool company this is based in Escondido, what you did in Sri Lanka in that rescue project or relief project.
Sure. After the tsunami hit Sri Lanka 5 or 6 years ago, one of our main guys, Gary Lassone, he had been working with coconut fiber and hemp fiber, actually, and all kinds of natural biocomposites. And he had a lot of networks in Sri Lanka. And so we funded a kind of microfinance an NGO that he set up, which basically, you know, after like kind of the media cycle moves on from the disaster, you know, a whole bunch of aid dumps on it, and then everyone kind of walks away. So it was this kind of like a longer term project. And one thing led to another. Coconut oil is our number one ingredient in the soaps. And we're like, you know, why don't we set up a fair trade project in Sri Lanka for producing our coconut oil?
Very nice.
And so now we have a factory there, and we are certified fair trade by...
And then Michelle wanted you to talk a little about the olive oil, too, right? That's
sure.
coming online.
So all of our oils are certified fair trade, and olive oil is the number two ingredient. And so we worked in Palestine in the Jenin area with olive growers there to source olive oil. And we also worked on the Israeli side to pull from both Arab Israeli and Jewish Israeli farms. You know, just basically a symbol of coexistence. And, you know, I have Dr. Bronner was from a German Jewish or Orthodox Jewish soap-making family, and his sister, younger sister, had gone to the Negev kibbutz. So I have family throughout Israel.
Nice.
Yeah.
So making peace in the Middle East, that's maybe the way we should do it, building commerce between nations. It's great. So, hey, we also have Mike Kopis here tonight. He's a genetic scientist, has some background in the legal field. Stanford, tell me about your educational background, Mike. It's very impressive. Quickly.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for the invitation to be here, Joe.
Pleasure.
Well, my name is Mike Kopis, and I am a card-carrying genetic engineer. if they issued cards for that,
must be labeled. That's right.
To give a bit of my background, I received undergraduate degrees from Stanford in biology and classics in 1992, and a master's degree from Harvard in 2002 in microbiology and molecular genetics. I was fascinated by how bacteria cause disease. I studied Salmonella, which is a relative of E. coli. Salmonella typhimurium is a mouse model of typhoid fever. And I created my first genetically modified organism in 1989 as an undergraduate.
Was that a school project, or you just decided to go?
It was an undergrad project. I had a fantastic mentor named Stanley Falco, and that's the bread and butter of modern science is in biomedical research. Is you create a genetic modification often to ask a question, to ask an experiment. And the techniques are called molecular biology because it's doing biology on really small things at the molecular level.
Mm-hmm.
What brought me to the panel is I have an abiding concern that people should have the right access to information. You know, genetically modified organisms aren't created equal. You know, a fellow who was the president of the United States, I think, put it best, and he said, "Trust but verify." Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan said that, mm-hmm. "Trust but verify," and so did Antonin Scalia, an esteemed Supreme Court judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that people need to be able to verify the foods that they're putting into the body, because this will influence our health. Mm-hmm. And you know, in the same way that that what medicines we take, what we're exposed to on the internet, all these things, parents want to keep tabs on their children, right? And I believe in adult supervision, and you know, any thinking parent will sort of know what their kids are up to and what sort of foods are going into their kids' bodies, and they ought to simply be able to know.
We got labels on cigarettes, alcohol,
sure.
all kinds of things.
So that's what brought me here.
Good.
And you know, closing the circle, you had the Boston connection. You got your co-host, Ralph, is out there.
Richard.
Richard. Mm-hmm. Lucio? Going to run the bus? Well,
tomorrow.
Well, David spent some time at Harvard on the Cambridge side of the river, the Charles, and I was on the Boston side at the
Well, this is crazy because Michelle was born in Boston. I went to BC. There's a real Boston connection here.
Great, and your co-host is running the marathon.
This is a lot of beans. I hope they're organic.
I don't think that helps. But,
So, I can speak to is really some of the science and the sort of what happens behind the scenes to create genetically modified organisms in food and what really that means in terms of helpful or harmful. That's maybe I strongly believe in the application of technology to advance human progress.
Right.
And think of from the fact that I can get a filling in my mouth and not die of a tooth abscess, and quality eye care and prenatal health, all these things, in the way that we live, science advances our lives, but we do it under certain guidelines.
Right.
And just it's all practical, common sense, adult supervision.
Well, I made the analogy earlier about informed. When you go in to get an operation or surgery, they hand you this form, this informed consent information, and you have to go down this checklist. You need to know all the risks involved with this procedure. Same thing with foods. I mean, you would like to know all the ingredients in there. Now, have they fought just getting simple ingredients on labels, on products? I'm sure they have, the industry,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you look at the history of food label regulation, like every single disclosure on a label has been fought by industry, and they've made all the same arguments. Oh, it's going to drive the cost of foods up.
Oh,
we can't possibly do that. And
it's easy for them. They can pull out their old, book of arguments.
Yeah. I mean, from calories to trans fats to all those things have been opposed systematically by the food industry.
Boy, those trans fats, they went down in a ball of fire, didn't they? I mean, my mother had health issues with that. But, oh, my gosh, you have to take another break. I apologize. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after new sports, weather, and announcements. Thank you.
We're leading the way in 2012.
San Diego's new home of the Roger Hedgecock Show.
Weekdays 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
I love Zero Res, and this is the time to call them because it's spring, and your home cannot be clean until your carpets are clean. You can clean your carpets the old-fashioned way and have some guys come in and pump your carpets full of chemicals. But that doesn't clean anything. It just makes your carpets different dirty. I mean, you got your kids and pets walking around on these chemical-soaked carpets, and when carpets are filled with chemicals, it actually makes them get dirtier faster. So get your carpets Zero Res Clean. They use empowered water. They're the only ones that use it. So there's no soapy chemical residue. Your carpets stay cleaner longer after they're Zero Res Clean. So call today. Get the Zero Res KFMB April special. And you get three rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at $129. Call 858-486-4100 and get your home cleaner than it's ever been. 858-486-4100. Zero Res. Spell it forwards or backwards. It spells the same.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jimenez, and I help people change their lives at Clean Treatment Center. If you've seen me on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew on VH1 or CNN or Headline News, you know I've had my own battles with drugs and alcohol. But recovery and working with the amazing professionals at Clean Treatment Center allows me to share the life I have today, a life of hope through recovery. Clean is a world-class treatment facility that treats addiction and the underlying problems that make recovery such a challenge. Drinking too much, taking too many pills, or abusing drugs are a problem you can overcome. If you've got a problem with these things, I know exactly how you feel. I have been there. I know there's hope and a much better life for you that maybe you can't see right now. Clean Treatment Center can help, and they can help right now. Call 888-601-6040. That's 888-601-6040. When you're using, you're hurting more than just yourself. Please call 888-601-6040 or go to Clean Treatment Center. That's clean with a K, cleantreatmentcenter.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-400-4461 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of 1 per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-400-4461. That's 1-800-400-4461.
Roger Hedgecock.
Follow me every afternoon, 3 to 6 on 760 KFMB.
If you can teach, you might have a part-time job this week. I'm 760's Rick Williams. Here are the stories we're following. Well, it's because the San Diego School District is looking to find hundreds of substitutes to cover for teachers who plan to attend 3 days of hearings this week to contest their layoffs. And police are warning Rancho Bernardo residents about a burglar who's targeting condos and homes in retirement communities, and he's doing it while people are at home, and he's reportedly struck numerous times since November. A Chase ATM was ripped from a wall at College Grove Mall early Saturday by a couple of crooks who left behind a blowtorch and a stolen van, but cops say they got no money. Well, no matter the size of your digging project, remember to call 811 or use Dig Alert Express at digalert.org. Ensure the safety of you and your loved ones. Safe digging is no accident. In weather, it's partly cloudy and 60 right now at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, the Padres got beaten by the Dodgers today 5-4. That completed a 3-game sweep. They play the Rockies on Monday. Remember, Glenn Beck is coming to San Diego. Get tickets at 760KFMB.com.
President Obama is traveling back to Washington after a weekend summit in Colombia. The summit did not produce a closing declaration because of divisions over whether Cuba should be included in future meetings. The president was also asked about reports of misconduct by Secret Service personnel at the end of the summit. ABC Senior Justice Department correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The Secret Service scandal about sex and prostitutes forced its way onto the world stage at the Summit of the Americas.
If it turns out that some of the allegations that have been made in the press are confirmed, then of course I'll be angry.
Members of Congress were calling the alleged behavior outrageous and vowing to investigate.
Oklahoma City Governor Mary Fallon saw the destruction firsthand from deadly tornadoes in Woodward.
We took an aerial tour of the sites. We also took a walking tour. Heard some remarkable stories.
At least 5 people were killed in Woodward early Sunday. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Follow Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon.
If you're somebody who wants to know what's going on and then wants to take action steps, you make sure you join us.
Talk Radio 760, KFMB.
Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs with, I think that was Bob Newhart, wasn't it? I think so.
Right?
The guy got one in a row. Great. Anyway, we're back with Michelle Ciccarelli, David Bronner, Mike Kopass talking about GM, GMO, labeling, and the importance of all that. And before we do that, though, I have to thank some sponsors. UBS, again, I have to thank Michael Caranta, Drew Freitas, as one of our prime sponsors. And also, we would like to thank Rich Gaines and Family Legacy Legal, Don Epic and Paul Polito, and Vista at Polito Epic CPAs. They were our guests recently. Brilliant, brilliant CPAs. Sean Puckett and Dan Yates at Regents Bank, and Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited. He was a guest, and he's brilliant. So we have nothing but brilliant people here, so we're really pleased. Anyway, Michelle, how do I know if I'm eating genetically engineered food?
Well, that's exactly the reason why there's a pending initiative. You know, it's really difficult to know that. You know, there's a small universe of food that's all organic. And if you buy all organic, the USDA standard does not include genetically modified food. So that's one way to know. But again, it's not always easy to get all organic food all the time, everywhere. Then we have the really large universe of conventionally processed food. Mm-hmm. And if you're buying conventionally processed food, you can assume that 80% of it contains some genetically modified food. And that's a pretty high number. But
so if I go into a supermarket, everything on the shelf, 80% of everything in there.
As long as it's not organic.
Yeah.
Now, there's another little universe. There's a nonprofit organization called the Non-GMO Project, mm-hmm. which is a third-party agency that independently verifies foods as non-GMO.
Mm-hmm.
So but what that means is, let's assume I create a product and I want to let the world know that it's not genetically modified. I have to go to them. I pay for them to review it. They look at it. They assess it. It's sort of an inefficient part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it make more sense that those who are actually knowingly using genetically modified ingredients should be the ones to say, hey, this product may contain genetically modified ingredients? And it's that simple. So the real thing is that, you know, if you're outside of the organic universe, there's an area between organic and conventionally processed. And that is, there are a lot of people who haven't necessarily gone through the certification to be fully organic, but who are in fact not using genetically modified ingredients. And that universe is not really accessible to customers like me who mm-hmm. want to choose non-GMO products.
Hmm. Now, you said there's a national push, and there's their organization is called Just Label It.
Just Label It, and you can see their video on YouTube, which is tremendous. Mm-hmm. A lot of really big names in the food world behind that push, including mm-hmm. Gary Hirschberg, who's the founder of Stonyfield Yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fantastic. I think they're trying to get the FDA and the legislators to really take action on the national level. And then, as I said, there's a lot of states trying to, in whatever form their own individual state governments work, to try to require it on the state level, because consumers are really up in arms. I got to tell you, there have been a series of polls recently in the last year or so. MSNBC did one, the New York Times did one. All of these are showing that 90% or more of the people polled have indicated they want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know this for any number of reasons, and those reasons are personal. And to be honest, it's really a consumer right issue.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, if a consumer wants to decide to eat GMO, that's their right. And if mm-hmm. they want to decide not to, that's their right. But shouldn't we be entitled to make an informed decision? And here's another thing. Like, I think one of the arguments that I've tended to read or hear from the other side about labeling, and again, they do come up every time there's a new label issue, is that, well, wait a second, labels imply that something's dangerous or bad, but that's not really true. I mean, a lot of things that are labeled. I mean, now we're all really accustomed to the label that says it's got peanuts or soy, and that's because there's...
Or may cause cancer.
Yeah, but it's because there's been, you know, there's some people in the country who are more susceptible, and they need to know what they're eating. But there are labels that are certainly much more innocuous than that. I mean, one of the ones that I can think of off the top of my head is the label that says, this orange juice is made from concentrate. Well, it's the same ingredients, sort of, orange juice and maybe water and sugar, I don't know. And one of them has been, you know, dehydrated and reconstituted and one hasn't. But there's no additional, you know, ingredient in that. It's the same product. So, you know, if there's enough of a need for consumers to know that, then why shouldn't they know about GMOs?
You know,
when, in fact, a lot of people have said, hey, I need to know this. And you know, go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, even the auto industry fought seatbelts originally. I mean, this is how crazy, for people who are too young who don't remember. But, you know, the cost issue versus, you know, your right to know versus, you know, quality of life should be paramount. And that whole word consumerism has kind of gone out of our vocabulary, and it's kind of too bad. So,
yeah. You know, and just, to emphasize our right to know is that, you know, every single Western nation, modern industrialized nation, China, you know,
Russia,
South Africa, Russia, I mean, hardly paragons of consumer progressive, you know, rights have a labeling, you know, mandatory labeling of genetically engineered foods, and they give their citizens the informed right whether or not they want to participate in this experiment of what happens when you eat these foods over long term. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to do it, and they have the right to make that choice. Yet in America, land of the free, we are denied that right. And
they hate us for our freedoms, you know.
Well, I read I've read an interesting article the other day from an Asian nation,
mm-hmm.
and they were assessing whether to require labeling in their own country, and their synopsis said, all Western democracies require labeling, and I thought, well, what about America?
Yeah.
Right. Why are we being excluded? Are we no longer democratic?
Well, now, what's going on in Europe now? They've totally banned food or GM food, or have they required label? I think they've got it.
They required labeling. There are a couple countries have implemented bans. France has basically banned the GMO maize, which has got the BT toxin inserted into it. Basically, a pesticide has been inserted, a gene that from bacteria that actually expresses an insecticide has been inserted into corn. That corn is banned in France. I think Hungary actually is. So there are some bans, but every country mandates labeling.
And tell our listeners, you know, what GM is in terms of these Terminator seeds and these, you know, what they're actually doing. They're making these seeds that are resistant to pesticides and herbicides. We talk about, did we mention that already? I think we did a little bit.
Briefly, but right, that the primary use of this technology is to breed resistance to weed killer. And it's 80% of, or I think it's 90% of soybeans and corn in this country are bred to resist Monsanto's weed killer Roundup.
Yeah.
Now, this technology is failing rapidly. And
of course, Monsanto makes the seeds and the weed killer and everything.
Yeah, right. So. They're selling you, they're charging for the seeds, and they've got the inputs, and then they have the Terminator gene, so you can't save the seeds. Like, and for 10,000 years of agriculture, farmers have saved seeds to plant the next year. These seeds are programmed to die. Like, one generation, and boom, no more generations.
Which is not the natural way seeds work. So.
Right, and so basically, the pesticide industry in this country has bought the seed industry, and it's engineering resistance to their chemicals. And, you know, they said, oh, Roundup, although we're never going to have weeds develop resistance to Roundup. And, you know, they bought and paid for all these weed scientists to say that. But any weed scientist who wasn't bought and paid for was warning of the obvious, that you can't dump this much Roundup year in, year out on fields without developing super weeds resistant to this. And that's what has happened.
And now there's a huge amount of super weeds that are taking over a lot of the agriculture.
And so now, the Roundup was sold to America as, we don't have to use dicamba, we don't have to use 2,4-D, the main ingredient in Agent Orange, you know, these really toxic herbicides, with this Roundup technology. But now the Roundup technology is failing, and now the next generation of genetically engineered weed tolerance is 2,4-D resistant, which is the main ingredient, Agent Orange, you know, a known carcinogen. So now, and there's actually a huge groundswell of conventional farmers, not just organics, not just, you know, people like us. I mean, there is a huge outcry within conventional agriculture. It's going to be civil war because this 2,4-D, I mean, this stuff drifts. It gets on everything.
Yeah.
And you got a farmer's field of, you know, tomatoes and next to a cornfield that's 2,4-D. That 2,4-D is going to come over on your tomatoes and defoliate your tomatoes. So, you know, this technology is rapidly failing, and, you know, they're just kind of frantically doubling down. Okay, now we're going to bring the 2,4-D and the dicamba.
It's what I call the belt and suspenders approach. So we're going to make it resistant to aerial spraying, and then on top of that, we're going to put the actual killer inside of it, and then just to make sure, we're going to do belt and suspenders, and we'll give you both. We'll aerial spray, and we'll pull it in, and just think how much more, you know, pesticide delivery that is. And we're not talking about a de minimis amount of land here. This is 69 million hectares of land in the United States alone that's being used for genetically modified crops. And in the world, there's only 160 million. Like, we almost have half of the world supply here, which is why, by the way, we're also the largest consumer of these goods. So it's one of the reasons, I think, why there's been great opposition to labeling.
Yeah. Well, we can screw things up. I remember the Dust Bowl in the 30s, when we stripped the land in the middle of the country, that thing blew all the way to Washington, D.C., this big black cloud, and that's what really spurred on the Conservation Corps to start planting trees and spur the agriculture industry. So, you know, we can screw things up.
in every industry, I mean, the whole financial crisis, our collective retardation is amazing. You know, I mean, and we can see this coming. We can see the disaster of genetic engineering. It's a technology that failed in 10 years with Roundup. It's going to fail everything. Basically, these weeds are going to develop resistance to every single herbicide. So we're going to keep going for more and more toxic chemicals to throw in our food. The model is, it's almost like planned obsolescence. It's like, well, we know this is going to not work, but for 10 years, but that's, you know, $100 billion we're going to make in that time. And we're externalizing all the costs. to the environment. To
right, we really haven't talked about all of this herbicide going into the water, into the ground, the groundwater on neighbors' farms, what it's doing to the milkweed and the butterfly and the monarch butterfly population. I mean,
and then your doctor, you said you had adult onset allergies. Now, did your doctors voluntarily suggest that you stay away from GM foods? Or?
Well, you know, I went through two rounds of allergy testing and over a two-year period. And yeah, you know, I was advised, and look, everyone's doctor is going to tell them something that's individual to that client, and I think that's the right answer. We should all agree on that. But that I should avoid some of these genetically modified foods because that, according to my doctor at least, there's a higher rate of allergic reaction in some of them.
Did they mention bread or wheat or dairy or...
Well, you know, the things that are on my list of things not to eat are right off the list of the most likely to be genetically modified. That's canola, corn, soy, and sugar beets. So I'm not supposed to have any of the above. Mm-hmm. and again, it's one of the interesting things. There's a lot of studying. There's some studies out there really talking about this allergic reaction to genetically modified foods. To be honest, the reports are a little bit all over the place. So, but we can say one thing, that certainly there's been an increase in allergic reaction to food in the United States and around the world in the last 10 years. And what else has happened in the last 10 years is the doubling or quadrupling of the amount of genetically modified crops worldwide. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, that there has been a specific study in the UK, and they studied sort of the before and after effect of the introduction of genetically modified soy. And now they have a 50% increase in the allergic reaction to soy-based products in the UK. So, again, you know, is this perfectly scientifically valid information? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But does it matter? Sure, it matters to me.
Unfortunately, though, we have to take one more break here, but we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Follow Sean Hannity tomorrow, noon to 3.
I purposely repeated this again and again when the president said that Republicans, their plan is for dirty air, and they want the elderly to fend for themselves. And the reason that I kept highlighting it is because the president cannot run on his record. He is going to scare the American people into thinking that Republicans are poisoning water and killing children. The president is not telling you the truth.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow, noon to 3. Talk Radio 760. KFMB.
As a Mercedes-Benz owner, you want to drive the best automobile. Shouldn't you experience the best when purchasing it? Hi, Roger here, and I wanted to tell you that Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel was just ranked by Mercedes-Benz USA as one of their 2011 best of the best. Their team adheres to the highest standards, offering you personalized five-star service. On their 22-acre dealership, you'll find an extensive inventory of Mercedes-Benz. As a five-star member, you'll receive exclusive benefits like unlimited car washes, Mercedes-Benz loaner vehicles, and a zero-weight policy in their service department. When I shop and buy anything, I buy locally. But I found my perfect Mercedes-Benz at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Visit them off the 5 at One Star Drive or online at mblaguna.com. Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, where five-star service comes standard.
Five-star service at One Star Drive.
Per MBUSA report on Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best, March 2011.
In today's headlines, it's quite a task filtering fact from fiction. The fact is, my water boy filters out everything I don't like about municipal tap water. Roger here for my friends at Superior Water. The water boy whole house system has been installed in my home for years, and I get fresh, clean, great-tasting water from every tap in my home. Superior's water boy is American-made, maintenance-free, self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you, like any other appliance. Superior Water is 15 years family-owned and backed with a worry-free warranty and a BBB A-plus rating. Get free installation or pick it up at Superior showrooms, including the new Orange County location. Superior accepts checks, credit cards, or financing OAC. Right now, call 1-800-WATERBOY. Get a free $250 gas card plus $500 cash back with any new system installed in March. That's a $250 gas card plus $500 cash back. Call now at 1-800-WATERBOY or go to SuperiorWater.com.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. So get great water.
We know that times are tough and resources are stretched to the breaking point. If you or someone you know has a family member or friend in a skilled nursing or residential care facility, listen up. There's a way to save money. Oak Hill Residential Care provides full care that is often thousands less each month. They provide excellent care for all age-related illnesses, including dementia. As a nonprofit facility, Oak Hill Residential provides great care and the lowest cost possible. Call 760-743-8843 or visit their website at www.oakhillresidential.com. www.oakhillresidential.org. Also, did I mention that Oak Hill Residential never raises the cost? That's right. The rate you pay in the beginning will be the rate you pay until the end. This way, you can budget your cost from day one. Call Oak Hill Residential Care at 760-743-8843 or on the web at oakhillresidential.org and start saving money today. Remember, Oak Hill Residential, the nonprofit full care facility. 760-743-8843 or oakhillresidential.org.
Follow Mike Slater tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Into high tech, everybody will block.
We are back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs with Michelle Ciccarelli, David Bronner, Mike Kopis, and we only have about 8 minutes left to go here. So I just wanted to mention, Scott, our technical director, mentioned that PBS has a new series out called America Revealed Food Machine. They just had aired their first episode, and it is available online. So PBS Food Machine, Google that if you're interested. Okay. All right. How so? How so? Okay. All right, now you got me curious. Anyway, I wanted to turn to Mike Kopis for a little bit and ask him about what safety studies have been done to get into the science and health, and what problems do you see out there?
All right, well, I am your guy in the white lab coat with glasses okay. here, your card-carrying genetic engineer. And to be clear, I'm not a plant molecular biologist.
Okay.
But I've looked... This is what we do in graduate school, review the literature. And I want to know what safety studies have been done. You know, like clinical trials, like before you introduce a drug like Vioxx, they do clinical trials. And there are no safety studies of genetically modified foods. This blows me away. That if you wanted to know if genetically modified, genetically engineered food has an effect on health, you can't find out. And what I'm talking about is, you know, plants that have a bacterial toxin, like the BT toxin, inserted into them. So corn's got this BT toxin. And the goal of this, what this bacterial toxin does in bacteria is to kill mammalian cells. And they put it in corn because ostensibly it will kill insects. But that BT toxin is still inside the corn when you eat it.
But isn't this the FDA's job? You mean the FDA has not done one well, study like this?
This is a huge problem, I think, in the way that we look at and regulate and approve these foods. And I think it's up to the people to decide that they want that information for themselves. And that's all we're talking about here is mm-hmm. possibility of a label that says, you know, like you'd say kosher or contains GMO. Mm-hmm. That seems fair. Mm-hmm. The things that I'm concerned about personally, and, you know, I come from a medical background, my father's a doctor, is the possible links, and you can't tell. I don't know if there are because studies haven't been done. And the health links I'm most concerned about personally are the link between genetically modified foods and autism. We don't know. Between genetically modified foods and allergies, asthma. We don't know. Cancer. Infertility. Male impotence. And these are big issues. On the fertility question, I'm 42. A lot of my friends in their mid and late 30s are trying to conceive children and having enormous difficulties. Mm-hmm. And their parents say, well, we had you when I was 41. What's the problem? You didn't have genetically modified foods back then. Is that the cause of infertility?
I don't know.
We don't know until the studies have been done. We don't know until there's data. And I think the public has a right to that information. And the burden should be on the proponent of the activity.
Have we seen an increase in any of these diseases or autoimmune disease or anything like that over the last 20 years?
Autism is through the roof.
Autism is now 1 in 88 children. Mm-hmm.
Food allergies are substantially higher than they were.
Yeah. So,
and I'm a little reluctant to comment on the male impotence issue.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get back to you on that.
See me at the break.
I want to say, here's the issue. You know, you say that there haven't been any studies, and you said, should the FDA regulate? Here's the position. The FDA's stance is that since genetically modified foods are substantially equivalent to non-modified foods, that is, natural foods, they're not subject to FDA regulation. So a whole ear of genetically mm-hmm. modified corn is simply not regulated in the way that a drug would be regulated.
Yeah, and as the guy in the white lab coat with the glasses, don't trust every guy or woman in a white lab coat with glasses, because, you know, we don't know the long-term effect, and I can't guarantee you that long-term effect of the genetically modified food safe or not until we have the data. And think about this. 30 years ago, there were smart Japanese engineers and nuclear scientists building a reactor in Fukushima. And they were the best and brightest, and they had their slide rules and calculators, and they knew that they were engineering that reactor to be safe in any earthquake or tsunami.
Well, there were some American contractors on that, too.
And so those people in the white lab coats guaranteed the public. And if people show up in lab coats and glasses again and say, we think it's safe, I think all you can say is trust but verify. We have to trust but verify.
We should have healthy skepticism. It's part of the American landscape and our DNA. I mean, we should, not to get too biological on it, but, you know, people have a right to, you know, that's what we're here about, right to know. Now, we should give these websites. Michelle, do you want to give the websites that people need to go to learn more about this?
So the first one for the initiative itself is carighttoknow.org. And then if you want to find out about the national push, which is justlabelit.org, and there's some fantastic information, but also there's a great book by Gary Hirschberg on the subject. I believe it's an e-book. There's also another phenomenal book out there called Your Right to Know by Andrew Kimbrell, and Nell Newman is the forward writer. Mm-hmm. Fantastic information about, you know, this kind of information and, mm-hmm. and whether you have the right to know it.
And then I would just commend Wikipedia. I mean, I've been reading this stuff all day, and it gets pretty alarming, and it gets into some of the big numbers and how much acreage is involved. I mean, it's pretty daunting that this has escalated to this degree, and people just don't even know. And it's kind of upsetting.
And I think here's the thing. I mean, we're talking about simply requiring the labeling of foods within the state of California, at least, you know, for purposes of this discussion. And the real questions are, from the other side, is it going to be too expensive to label? And, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there about how much it will add to food costs, et cetera, et cetera. But any of the objective studies I've seen have indicated, you know, less than a 1%, 1.1% increase in cost. And that's pretty small. Mm-hmm. And I think what's also important to know, because people, I'm sure your listeners, want to know about what's the nature of what's proposed. And you can find out more, again, at the carighttoknow.org website. But what are we talking about? Creating a gigantic new administrative regulatory agency? No, that's not what we're talking about. This is a sort of an honor system regulatory scheme where businesses, companies, food manufacturers would have 18 months to comply to provide a label. And the label would simply say made with GMO ingredients or maybe may contain GMO ingredients. And what's interesting about this is they anticipate maybe adding 2 full-time employees to staff and oversee this, which is a pretty small amount of additional cost, regulatory cost, for a pretty substantial amount of information and mm-hmm. protection. Yeah. And the way that it would be enforced is that you and I, as citizens, if we, you know, have read and we know that a certain product, in fact, contains GMOs and they haven't labeled, well, we can file a lawsuit yeah. and say, hey, label it.
Well, thank you. Thank you to all my guests, Michelle Ciccarelli, David Bronner, Mike Kopas. Thank you very much. Richard, good luck at the Boston Marathon tomorrow. We'll be pulling for you. Thank you to Scott Love, our technical director, to Craig Blanke, our account executive, and our programming genius here at KFMB, Dave Sniff. Good night. Good night, and we'll see you next week.
At Casino Palma. Win up to $25,000 cash in our Spring Into Cash $150,000 giveaway. Every Sunday and Wednesday through April 25th, you can win thousands when you spin the wheel to see how much cash the Jack in the Boxes give you. Plus, get jumping with more winning when Pop goes the hot seat. 20 winners grab $150 in Palma Play and extra entries into our grand finale drawing. Sunday, April 29th, 12 lucky winners choose a Jack in the Box and crank open a huge prize. Up to $25,000 cash. Want more Pop? Join the club that pays to play. New Palm Club members get $20 in Palma Play. Only at Casino Palma, your casino. Highway 76, just 12 miles east of I-15. Must be 18 years or older. Visit CasinoPalma.com for more information.
Not only to replace the president.
Follow the conversation.
It's an election to save the soul of America.
760. Follow the leader. KFM.